streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Royce and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, that was a great introduction from my missus. But today we got a great, great, very talented young lady coming on the show today by the name Dasmin. And me and my wife had the honor and the pleasure to hearing her play. And ever since then, I've been following her, and she's, man, she's dynamite on that keyboard, writer, composer, put it out there for the world to see. She got great music. And without further ado, we're going to bring Ms. Dasmin in the building. Hey, hey, Ms. Dasmin, you're in the building?
Hey, how are
we
you?
We're honored to have you here. How you doing
Thank
today?
Thank you. It's an honor to be on the show. I'm good. How are you?
We blessed to have you here. It's an honor to have you here. So, like I was telling the viewers, this segment is all about Ms. Dasmin, you know? And I want you to go and let the viewers know, how did you get started in music? And I seen you on the IG when you was playing at 4 years old. So let the viewers know how all that came about.
Yes, I started playing at the age of four. My auntie, Teresa Watkins, she plays the organ, and I saw her playing the organ one day, and I told my mom, I said, I want to play that. And she was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I want to play when my auntie's playing. And right away, she took me to church and got me lessons. With my mentor and the greatest teacher I've ever had, Clyde Holmes, and he taught me everything I know. He would teach me a song in 20 minutes, and I was just blessed to have him in my life. Sadly, he passed away in 2007, but I know that he would be very proud of me right now. And I also had another mentor, Anthony Bryan, Atone. He also taught me how to compose music and how to play music very well. Shout out to him and my beautiful mother, Maria Watkins. If it wasn't for her, I definitely wouldn't be playing at all. So I just give it to my mom, and she made sure I got lessons, and she still continues to push me to follow my dreams and to be a music producer and composer. And she tells me every day to practice, and that's what I do.
Hey, hey, that's real, because I definitely follow you, and me and my wife is a big fan of yours. So let the viewers know, do you have anything coming up? And if anybody need to get at you to, you know, get some of that music to be on their tracks, you know, run that all by the people, how they can get at you.
Oh, yes. You guys can follow me on Instagram at The Real Daz Music, DAZMUSIC. I'm starting to have some projects coming up with my mentor, Atone Bryan, Anthony Bryan. He just had his new single, He Check. Come out, so go on his page and check him out. He's Anthony Bryan on Instagram. I'm working with my cousin, Ian Demetrio. He's on Instagram also. And I have a few people I posted on my IG that I'm working with. I'm working with a few different artists, rappers, singers, working on my own project, Dad's Music. It's going to be a track with a lot of compositions and music production that I compose myself. So that's what I'm working on. So if you want to get at me, I got my Twitter on there. I have my YouTube account, Dasmin De Leon. D-A-Z-M-I-N, D-apostrophe L-E-O-N.
And another question we wanted to ask you too, Dasmin, when you play your music, as I see, you know, you put a lot of feeling into that music, and where do that come from deep down when you really be on them keyboards and just in your own world?
It comes from God and Jesus, because, I mean, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have this talent Sometimes I hear myself playing and I say, I can't believe that's me playing. And my mother, who she continued to push me ever since I was four to be the best. And one of my mentors and people that inspired me the most was Richard Smallwood. He's a gospel artist, a very talented pianist. I mean, my first song I learned was by him was Total Praise. And ever since, he just inspired me to be the best I can. And I just love the way he played and the music he composes. And just my mom, I'm like, I keep saying my mom, but if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be able to play the way I do.
Hey, you know, like the world always say, mama's always the one that's pushing the game, you know what I mean, regardless of what's going down. That's where I come from. Mom's always pushing it. I grew up without a father, so I know what that mother relationship can be like, especially when they're pushing you in the right direction to conquer whatever your dream is. So I'm feeling all of that, you know? And is there anything you would like your fans to know about Ms. Dasmond, you know, other than the great music that you write and compose?
Yes, I'm only 20 years old. I am in college. I go to Saddleback College. You know, I'm studying in child development just to have another degree, you know, not to just have music as a topic, but to have other degrees, because I also, one day my dream is to have a music school for kids, because I know a lot of kids can't afford music lessons, so I want to have a music school that is affordable to kids and that can also have free lessons for kids to learn. Because you see a lot of children and they want to learn how to play and they can't afford to go to lessons or they can't even afford to buy the instrument they want. So I think that it would be cool to have a music school where children and teens can even come and learn how to play music and follow their dreams. Because music is just a beautiful gift that some people are blessed with and some people want to learn. And I'm so glad that God and Jesus put music on this earth for us to have.
Hey, man, that's all beautiful right there, you know. And my wife is sitting here. I'm going to let her ask you a few questions because, like I said, we was both glad to meet you in person when we seen you play, and I followed you ever since then. And that music is just dynamite, young ladies. So I'm going to put my
wife on.
Hey there. How are you?
Hi, Lucinda. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, like Rob said, we've been following you ever since we met you at Mom's book signing party. And when I heard
I'm
you play
so
that.
Glad that you guys, I'm
Go
sorry.
Ahead.
I said, I'm so glad that you guys have been following me. It's great to have fans like you guys.
Oh, absolutely. You know, your music speaks for itself. You know, I heard you play that night, and I just thought, oh, my gosh, she is so talented. And then later we met you at the memory service that we had there. And you know, we've just been following you ever since because you're a star in the making. You know, you play beautiful music. So I just want you to know that every time I hear you playing on Facebook, I log in and listen to you. It's amazing.
Yes, I know. Thank you. I always get a lot of comments and likes on Instagram and Facebook. A lot of people tell me they even fall asleep to my music, and that makes me so happy that people like to listen to me.
Yeah. So do you have an album? Are you trying to get anything out there?
Yes, I'm working on an album. Dad's Music is coming out. I'm working also on a project with A-Tone Anthony Bryant. His album, Heat Check, he just had his single come out. So we're working on a bunch of different stuff together, and I'm working with some rappers, making some beats for them and making piano tracks, you know, because what makes me different from other producers and composers is, like, I actually make my music. You know, a lot of producers sample, and they like to just press one button to make the beats, you know, and I actually play my music from me, and it's by myself. I don't have anyone else helping me, so it's just me and my creativity.
Exactly, and you're very creative. So let us know if there's anything we can do to help, you know, push you out there in any way.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I wish we had a sample. We should have had you send an MP3 to us or something. How are you going to play for us? Awesome. All right.
Yes,
well, I'm going to go ahead.
Oh, yes, I have to go to the piano real quick.
Okay. We're going to sit tight and listen for you.
Okay. Give me a second. This song that I'm going to play, I want to give a tribute to the late Edwin Hopkins. He just passed away. I'm going to play Oh Happy Day.
Hey, that's beautiful, young lady. You got another song for us as well, right?
Yeah, I'll play another song for you guys.
All right, sounds good. I mean, that's right on point. And I wanted you to also know, whenever you're ready to put out your music, make sure you send it to us on MP3, and we'll play it right here at the radio show for you. And we want to push anything that you're doing on IG, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, whatever you need us to do to help keep putting this music out there. You know, we got your back on that. And go ahead and let the viewers know again where they can follow you at.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm also on Instagram, The Real Daz Music, DAZMUSIC, and I'm on Twitter as Dazman_DLeon. I also have a YouTube page, Daz Music, Dazman DLeon, and I'm also on LinkedIn, also Dazman DLeon. So if you guys can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn, that'll be awesome. And thank you guys for the love.
Oh, man, it's all good, you know. And before we leave, if you can just take us out with one more great song, a tribute to the Streets on Your Back, if you can take us out with a tribute song before we close out the show.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Thank you. Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, that's your main girl in the building calling all the way from Cali, Miss Jasmine in the house. Great music, great person. Want you to follow her on all her social media. And if you need to get at her about composing any music for you, producing any great tracks, just holler at her, you know, and tell her the Streets Don't Love You Back sent you her way. So any last shout-outs you need to give?
Yes, I want to give a shout-out to my grandmother and grandfather, Bessie Protho Watkins and Reverend Thomas Watkins. They also supported me a lot. I love them so much. And my beautiful mother, Maria Watkins, and my brothers and my sister and my uncles in Gary, Indiana, and all my friends and followers on Instagram. Thank you guys for supporting me, and I love you guys. And thank you also, Boyd and Lucinda.
Hey, we appreciate it. And as soon as we clear this out, then you can go ahead and share it once it's uploaded in the icon and people can review your interview and they can help share it as well and send people your way for some of that good music you got, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, God bless. Now, take care, and thank you for coming through.
Thank you. You also. Bye.
Bye.